Can you give us a second? The skitters must have changed the frequency that they're using for communications again. And when we find the right signal, with any luck, we should be able to stop the skitters and Max. We're right in their tracks.
Hey, glad you're here. Ben says that when he hears this signal, it hurts. After everything he's been through, I don't want to make it any worse.
I wish I could tell you what the effects might be, but we're in new territory. Sounds like he thinks Scott's jamming idea might actually work.
Oh, he's hopeful. Hail Mary passes seem to be the order of the day. Setting gun positions and barricades and coming up with an evacuation plan. It's a long way from the lecture hall.
Tom, I know you're worried about Hal, but he's smart. If Weaver's mission isn't right, he'll back off.
Oh, he's 16 and he's hurting and he wants payback. He's going to see this through again.
How can you be sure?
Because I would. If Weaver sticks the Porter's timeline, they'll go in just after dark. 8 hours. I just want to get through this day.
Oh, for the love of... The generator must have run out of gas. I told those kids I'm going to load it full to make sure it was full up.
I think there's a spare can in the storeroom. Ben, you want to give me a hand?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to head back to the clinic. Unless you need me.
No, I'm good. Good. Thanks.
I won't let you hurt them.